has all green and buzzing, and leaves and bugs. Prisoners grumble and piss their toes, scratch their matted hair. A tiny light from a window hole, 100 yards away, is all they ever get to know about the regular life in the day. It seems so bad, the storm's been so good, in the room where the giant fire buffer was, fortune never stopped, yeah. Fortune never stopped. Fortune. 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 Soldiers, man, old spears by the iron door. Knives and spikes and guns and the likes of every tool of pain. And a sinister midget with a bucket and a mop where the blood goes down the drain. And it stinks so bad, the storm's been so big. In the room where the giant fire buffaloes, the torture never stopped. Now, the torture never stopped. The torture, the torture, the torture never stopped. A steaming pig in a chamber right near the earth. Well, the heat's the snakes and the trotters. The loins and the groins are soon discontinued. His carving style is well rehearsed. He stands a chance. All men be cursed. All men be cursed. All men be cursed. All men be cursed. And disagree well. No wonders. He's the best of course of all the world.
He's the best of course of all the world.
And he sleeps so bad, his bones been choking. In the night of the iron sausage, where the torture never stopped, yeah. The torture never stopped, yeah. The torture, the torture, the torture never stopped.
Oh!
people that is locked away down there.
Are they crazy? Are they sainted? Are they zeros?
Someone. First it was created, but dungeon just like a sin. The fire's not locking in of everything that's ever been. Look at her.
Thank you. city of tiny lights. Don't you wanna go? Hear the tiny auto horn. Talking about the tiny focus that people see. City of tiny lights. Hey, baby, you should know that it's over there in the tiny dirt somewhere.
Every cloud is silver lining, the great escape for all of you.
Tiny is as tiny blue, tiny is as tiny blue, tiny is as tiny blue, tiny is as tiny blue.
Thank you.
shiny light. Where do you wanna go? Hear the tiny auto horn.
Thank you.
I'll tell you a little bit about the next song we're going to do. You know what really pisses me off? Let me tell you what really pisses me off. It's people that don't do what they say they're going to do. You know what I mean? That pisses me off. Especially when I have to pay for it. Now in California, they have these people in every profession. From plumbers on up, no matter what you do, you take something to them, they're supposed to fix it, they'll never fix it, and they charge you a lot of money, it never gets fixed. We call these people flakes. And this song goes out to them.
California's got the most of them. Boy, they got a host of them. Swear to God, they got the most. And every business on the coast. Swear to God, they got the most. And every business on the coast. They got the place. Please, please. Can't fix your brakes. You ask them, where's my motor? Well, it was eaten by snakes. It's sad to shoot spit, but they won't be fixing it. Lying and lazy. Got any of those here? They could be driving you crazy. Swear to God they got the most. And every business on the coast. Swear to God they got the most. And every business on the coast. I ask as fast as I could if my job would somehow be finished by Friday. The whole damn weekend came and went, Frankie.
Ain't it a shame, Bob?
You know what? They didn't do nothing. But they charge me double for Sunday. Now you know, no matter what you do.
Hey, did you ever get in Jones' pants, Bob?
Not lately, Frankie. I've been doing a lot of acid lately, I don't know. They won't send you out since this evening. And if you do not pay,
you'd never have to pay those.
They got computer connectors.
Wanna buy some acid, Bob?
Hey, Belladonna.
You like the red spiders?
I'm into spiders and stuff.
Oh yeah, she's got me out. Thank you. All right, let me tell you a little bit about this song we're going to do here. The name of this song is Envelopes, and it was written in 1969 or 70. It's an old one, folks, but it's really cute. There's no words to it, but it features our stupendous rhythm section, including the remarkable exploits of little skinny Terry Ted Bozio, who will regale you with a drum solo later on. Okay?
Disco boy, you're the disco king, all the disco things.
numerous people in several locations are kissing quite a bit.
Later in the evening, leaves the falls, here's the blow, with the low sun makes it snow.
Oh, by a place, maybe a kiss for two and a half.
That's the way it goes sometimes. Just might find yourself in the clutches of some wild love.
Thank you.
It was the blackest night, there was no moon in sight. You know the stars ain't shining cause the sky's too tight. Heard the scary wind, I seen some ugly trees. There was a werewolf honking along the side of me. I'm mean, I'm bad, no, I ain't no sissy. A big titty girl by the name of Chrissy. Talking about it in my mind can be. And this ride up the mountain of mystery, mystery. I noticed even the crickets acted weird up here. And so I figured I might just drink a little beer. I said, give me some of that, what you're sucking on. But there was no reply, cause she was gone.
Where's those titties I like so well? And my goddamn beer is what I started to yell. Then I heard this noise like a gunshot twig. And up jumped the devil, he's about this big. He had a red suit on and a widow's peak. And then a pointed tail and like a sulfury. Yes, it was him, all right. I swear I knowed it was. He had some human flesh stuck underneath his claws. You know, it looked to me like it was titty skin. I said, you son of a bitch, because I was mad at him. Well, he just got out his floss and started cleaning his fangs. So I shot him with my shooter, said, bang, bang, bang. Then the sucker just laughed and said, put it away. You know, I ate it all up. Now what you gonna say? You ate my Chrissy? Yeah, titties and all. Well, what about the beer then?
Were the cans this tall?
Even her boots?
Now would I lie to you?
Shit, you must have been hungry.
Yeah, this is true.
Well, don't they pay you good for the stuff that you do?
Well, you know, I can't complain when the checks come through.
I want my Chrissy, and I want my beer, so you just barf it back up. Now, devil, do you hear?
Blow it out your ass, motorcycle man! I mean, I am the devil! Do you understand? Just what will you give me for your titties and beer? Why, I suppose you noticed this little contract here.
You're goddamn right, you son of a whore. That's about the only reason I learned writing for. Give me that contract. Bet your ass I'll sign. Because I need a beer and it's
titty squeezing time.
Man, you can't fool me. You ain't that bad. Why? You should have seen some of the souls that I had. Man, right. There was Millhouse Nixon and Agnew too. And both of those suckers was worse than you.
Hey, let's make a deal if you think that's true. I mean, you're supposed to be the devil, so what you gonna do?
Hey, man, well, we'll make a deal. You know, I'll give you back your girlfriend, man. We signed the paper, but there's some stipulations, you see. You know, like...
A stimulation?
No, stipulations with a P, you know?
Oh,
like in
P.
The golden shower. Okay, so at any rate, man, here's the way it is. Nobody just gets it to hell. You gotta be mean and rotten, you know? You have to prove to me that your interests are perverted, you know? Just not run-of-the-mill, you know? So tell me, man, what are your interests?
Well, I mean, if it's just a matter of being mean, rotten, and perverted, I'm your boy. You know what I mean?
Prove it,
don't you ever read the papers?
I'm not talking about none of that sissy stuff, man, that they write in cream, you know?
Hey, listen, what's your pleasure? You name it. Tower of Power.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Are you into the Tower of Power?
I'd be happy to sit you on the Tower of Power. That's how bad I am. I'd take the devil and sit him right on the Tower of Power and spin that son of a bitch.
Listen, man, that's what I do before breakfast every morning. You ain't scaring me. Because I'm the most perverted.
You what?
Listen, fool. What? Tell me what you're into, man. I mean, you must, you know, I see you're a biker, you know, got a big titty girlfriend, you know, taking drugs, stuff like that. You know, that's baby shit, man.
Yeah, I know.
What are you really into, man?
Hey, well, look, well, I'll tell you what, you know, if I'm not good enough to get into hell, then you just give me back my goddamn girlfriend and my beer.
Is that all you want, man? You
know, now, what's it gonna be? You're gonna sign me up or you're gonna give me back the goods?
Listen, man, you gotta prove to me you're rough enough. You gotta prove to me that you're bad enough. You got to prove to me that you sleep on leather sheets and rubber pillowcases.
Well, I do when I stay at the Playboy Hotel in Chicago. This place is crawling with rubber sheets and rubber shirts and stuff. Hey, look, you know, let me just say this. I'm Italian. Can I get in?
Yeah, I got it, yeah.
All right.
So basically, if you're Italian, all you're interested in is titties and beer. Titties and beer.
Lenny, look. As anybody must know, there's only two things in the world that really matter. Titties and beer. Titties and beer. Titties and beer, titties and beer, titties and beer, titties and beer, titties and beer.
Hold it, no deal.
Hey, listen, I want that tacked onto the flag salute. As soon as I'm president, I'm going to have that sucker tacked right on the flag.
Wait, hold on, wait, please, no. No, don't sign it. Give me time to think.
Okay.
I mean, hold on a second, boy, because that's magic in.
And then the devil barked, and out jumped my girl. They heard the titties plop, plopping all around the world. She said,
I got three beers and a fistful of dimes, and I'm gonna get stripped, so I'm a new clown.
Then she gave us the finger, it was rigid and stiff. That's when the devil, he farted, and she went right over the cliff. The devil was mad, I took off to my pad. I swear I do declare, I'll get you get back there. Swear I do declare, I'll get you get back there. Swear I do declare, I'll get you get back there. Swear I do declare, I'll get you get back there. All right, now listen. We got another instrumental number coming up. This is a very difficult tune to play. I mean, Envelopes had its moments, you know, had a couple of fast notes in it, but there are a lot of technical difficulties in this song. That's why it was entitled The Black Page. There's two versions of The Black Page. There's the Black Page number one, for those with wrist array, and then there's the Black Page number two, for those who like to tap their foot a little bit. This is the Black Page number two. It's hard notes with an easy beat. Ready? Aim, and 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you. dogs got the best. Dogs got the best. So this is the midnight world. That little girl's got a jaw. That little girl's got a jaw.
Find up a Jones. Find up a Jones. She don't ever wanna leave me alone. She can push, she can shove till it's just enough. She can push, she can shove till it's just enough. Just enough. It's just enough.
Here she comes with the red dress on.
Without a doubt, the ugliest son of a bitch I've ever seen in my life.
What's his name?
Reverend Buddy Love.
The whiskers sticking out from underneath this pancake.
Make up.
Hold a mass this Thursday night.
Nearly drove you insane.
In his new leather be light shirt.
So you kissed the little sailor.
Who just blew in from Spain.
Nice balls, Felix.
Hold a chain attached to the firmly erected nipples of Jimmy.
What a bag job.
In a boat salute to bag.
Leather and rubber.
Mr. Rinking buns of bag job.
The tower of power has been broken.
And acted like it was cocaine.
But we do have Conan.
Dazzled by the exciting new rubber shirt of Coco.
450 pounds of Samoan dynamite. Working the wall for
and
you.
And so you work the wall with Michael.
Put a $5 bill in those trunks.
Which gave your back an awful slam.
Paisley.
But you came back on Sunday
for the gong show.
But you forgot what I was saying.
Cause you're an asshole. You're an asshole.
That's right.
You're an asshole. That's right. You're an asshole.
This is.
You're an asshole.
You're an asshole.
I know you've been through the test, been through the screen, and now I think you know what you are. You're an asshole.
you've been through. Well, ladies, you can be an asshole too. If I pretend you ain't got one on the bottom of you. Don't fool yourself, girl. It's looking at you. Don't fool yourself, girl. It's looking at you. Don't fool yourself, girl. It's looking at you. That's why.
You'd be surprised.
In today's rapidly changing world, rock groups appear almost every moment with some new promotional device. Some of these devices have been known to leave irreparable scars on the poop. About her mental health until Dynamo finally did give in, but I told her all she really needed was some discipline. I said, kiss my aura. Aura. Because it's real Angora. Would you all like some aura? Right here on the floor. How about you, Fauna? You wanna?
Sacrilege not to play this song here, because this is where it all began, you see. The song I'm talking about, now this song is on our new album, which will be out in about 3 weeks, so you can fetish it for eternity. But this song, and I'm not the one who sings it on the record. The guy on the record who's singing it is Ray White. He's not in the band anymore, so I'm going to have to sing it for you. I'm not going to do a very good job on it, but we just have to do it here because it's possible that there's somebody in this audience tonight that really knows the intimate details about the Illinois Enema Bandit. So, we're going to try it right now. Just see what happens. What the hey? Okay, 1, 2, 3. Illinois Enema Bandit. I heard he's on the news. I heard he's on the news. All right. Lord, the pitiful screams of all them college-educated women who just be tying them up. They'd be all bound down. Just be pumping every one of them up with all this bag full of Illinois Enema Bandit Jews. You just be pumping every one of them up with all this bag full of Illinois Enema Bandit Jews. You just be pumping every one of them up with all the bag full of Illinois Enema Bandit Jews. The Illinois Enema Bandit. I heard it on the news. I heard it on the news. All right, bring the band on down behind me, boy. Bloomington, Illinois, he has caused some alarm. Just sneaking around there from farm to farm. He's got a rubberized bag and a hose on his arm. Looking for some rusty co-ed rum that he just might wanna pump. Looking for some rusty co-ed rum that he just might wanna pump. Looking for some rusty co-ed rum that he just might wanna pump. Go on, pump it, Adrian. Thank you. minimum mandate. You don't have to pay. Alright, here's a good part. The police will say you're under arrest. And then the judge would have him,
well,
for a special guest. Then the DA will order a secret test. Stuff his pudgy little palms in the side of his vest. Then they'll put out a call, well, for the jury folks, that's you over there. And then the judge would say,
no poo-poo jokes.
Then they'll drag in the bandit for all to see. Don't nobody, no, have a thing. Well, hot soapy water in the first degree. And then the bandit might say,
why is everybody looking at me?
Well, did you call this misery? Well, did you call this kind of misery? Well, did you call this misery? One girl shall have.
Let the bandit be.
Bandit, are you guilty?
Are you guilty?
Tell me now, what's your plea? Another girl shall have.
Let the bandit go free.
Bandit, are you guilty?
Are you guilty?
Tell me now, did you do these deeds? He said, it must be just what they all need. It must be just what they all need. It must be just what they all need.
Wow.
It must be just what they all need. It just be pumping every one of them up off the back below.
They all need.
It just be pumping every one of them up off the back below.
They all need.
It just be pumping every one of them up off the back below. Thank you and good night.